So when Purim falls out on Shabbos or on Sunday, when does Tainus Esther fall out? So the Kolbo and the Orchis Chaim bring down that when Purim falls out on Shabbos or on Sunday, Tainus Esther is on Friday, the day before Shabbos, Purim, the Yom Shishi. However, the Rambam, in Hilchis Tainus Hey, disagrees, and he says, no, when Purim falls out on Shabbos or on Sunday, the Tainus gets pushed to Thursday, to Yom Chamishi. Halach l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the opinion of the Rambam, and we fast our minhag, obviously, is when Purim falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, Tainus Esther is on Thursday, not on the Friday. And the simple machlokas to explain the Arches Chaim and the Rambam is found in the Ritva, that the Ritva says, well, maybe it depends if the fast of Tainus Esther is considered Yeshlo Iker or Einlo Iker. In other words, is the fast of Tainus Esther have rooted in Halacha, that it's not just a minug, but it has a source based on the Gemara, based on Psukim and Megillas Esther? And if that is the case, and that in fact is what the Ritva brings from the Ravid, so in that case it would be allowed to be on Friday, just like we have no Asar B'Teves, if it falls out it's on Friday, you fast on Friday. But if you say that it's Einlo Iker, it's just a minug ba'alma, the fast of Tainus Esther is just a minug, and that's the case, then it would be on Thursday and not on Friday, because it would be different than Asar B'Teves and other fasts which are allowed to come on Friday. Interestingly, the Hare Kedem brings down the minhag of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker would not take an aliyah. He would not get an aliyah on Thursday afternoon by mincha of Tainus Esther, which was nidche, like our case. Why? Because Reb Chaim said it's a suffik, according to the Hare Kedem, it's a suffik if the fast day should be on Thursday or Friday. So from the sad that the Kolbo and Arches Chaim are correct, and the fast should be on Friday, Reb Chaim didn't want to get an aliyah, because otherwise the Kriya is a Kriya of Atala. You shouldn't be reading from the Torah Thursday afternoon. On a regular Thursday afternoon, you don't read from the Torah. Really, the fast should be on Friday, according to the Kolbo and the Arches Chaim. Therefore, Reb Chaim would not get an aliyah on Thursday. This is a little bit troubling, because it's hard to understand. In fact, if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Arches Chaim and the Kolbo are nowhere to be found. And these shitas are shitas we shown him, but they're not brought down in Halacha. They're not even mentioned in the Beis Yosef. So it's hard to understand why would Reb Chaim be choshes for these shitas we shown him, which aren't, you know, brought down in Halacha. They're not even mentioned in the Beis Yosef, and then he wouldn't take an aliyah on Thursday. It's very troubling. So I think to explain it, and I saw this similar idea in the Pekudecha as Bonan Sefer, recent Sefer, which says perhaps it's a little bit differently. And to understand this Reb Chaim, you have to know why is the fast kicked to Thursday? Why is it on Thursday and not on Friday, according to the Rambam? So two explanations are given. Number one, the Magen Mishnah says, is because a person's going to be covered Shabbos. Imagine if you had to fast all day Friday, you're going to go into Shabbos, it's going to be very, you're going to have your stomach's going to be hurting you, you're going to ruin your Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, so when Asar B'Teves falls in on Friday, we have no choice. But for something which is Nidche already from Shabbos to Friday, we might as well kick it to Thursday so that we could enjoy our Shabbos. However, the Torah gives a different reason. He says the reason why when a fast gets kicked to Thursday and not on Friday, according to the Rambam, is because the whole issue that you have to do, what did you do on a Tainus? In those days, what they would do on a Tainus is they would fast, and they would have slichos, and they would have teshuva and tefillah, and it would be an all-day procedure. If that's the case, they wouldn't properly be able to prepare for Shabbos, so therefore the fast is kicked, not from Shabbos, not to Friday, but to Thursday, so that on Friday you could still prepare for Erev Shabbos. However, says the Sefer Pekudecha Zbonin, that, well, nowadays, according to the reason the Torah doesn't apply, because our fast days, we don't spend our time in slichos and all day procedure. No, we're still able to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, says the Pekudecha Zbonin, and Reb Chaim was concerned that maybe the Torah is the right reason, and that the Torah would change his shita in Bizman Hazeh, that nowadays that we don't have all day slichos, maybe even the Torah would hold like the Arches Chaim and the Kolbo, and he would hold that you actually should fast on Friday. Halacha l'maaseh, though, I've never seen anyone not take an aliyah on Thursday of a fast day, because, but Reb Chaim, of course, is his own shita.